Exclusive. Counter-terrorism expert Cynthia Farhat reveals Muslim Brotherhood plan to destroy West-like cancer. By Joshua Klein on September 25, 2022. The Muslim Brotherhood's endgame is to murder every non-Muslim and destroy Western civilization. According to counter-terrorism expert Cynthia Farhat, who revealed they're open about their intentions of infiltrating and corrupting every American institution like a cancer, and slammed the far left for its propaganda supporting the global terrorist organization. In an exclusive interview with Breitbart News, well-known Egyptian author and political analyst Farhat highlighted the Muslim Brotherhood's association with virtually all Islamic terror groups. "The Muslim Brotherhood is the incubator of Sunni Islamic terrorism," she said. "They are the command and control for Islamic terrorist groups such as Al-Qaeda, the Islamic State, IS, the Islamist Jamaa Islamiya, the Egyptian Islamic Jihad, Hamas, along with many other radical terrorist groups. I actually found it harder to pin down a terrorist group that didn't have a direct connection to the Muslim Brotherhood than the other way around," she added. "They are also responsible for radicalizing Muslims because when you have a radicalized base, it's so much easier to recruit jihadists from it." Farhat explained that the radical group's ultimate goal is exactly what they say they want to do, which is the complete annihilation of those who dissent from their worldview. "I called my upcoming book The Secret Apparatus, The Muslim Brotherhood's Industry of Death, and the subtitle of my book is not my hyperbolic understanding of the group. It is what they themselves call their operation," she said. "Their endgame is to murder every single non-Muslim on the planet and also kill all Muslims who are not members of a jihadist group, and destroy Western civilization," she added. That's according to their own words. In addition, Farhat noted, they believe in their radical eschatology that they can bring about the end of times after they accomplish these goals. "And this is what they have been saying and this is what they have been working towards achieving," she said. "It's not just rhetoric, they have been consistently working to achieve these ends. The strange thing is I never have to explain to Muslims why the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization," she added. "It's a foregone conclusion. Everybody knows it is a terrorist organization." Farhat noted that she has never spoken to a Muslim in the Middle East who doesn't know someone who has either been hurt or murdered or persecuted by the radical organization. "It's a very common thing to have been victimized by this group in the Middle East," she said. "I myself and my family have been victimized by them in every single way humanly possible, whether it was political persecution, religious persecution, and until they kidnapped my brother and tortured him. And they tried to assassinate me on October 9, 2011. While everybody in the Middle East knows of the Brotherhood's viciousness, she slammed the propaganda in the United States that asserts that it is Islamophobia to talk about the terrorists who kill Muslims and non-Muslims. That is a way that radical far-left politicians exploit activists who are well-meaning and gullible to further the end of destruction because far-left politicians view the Muslim Brotherhood as an ally," she said. According to Farhat, the group's mission in the United States has been extremely successful due to the fact that they have articulated their plans perfectly for the country, operating nationwide through what they dub Civilization Jihad Operation, the initial nonviolent stage of the Islamist attack on the West. She also noted that during the Holy Land Foundation trial, the largest terrorism financing trial in United States history, one document entered as court evidence, the explanatory memorandum, discussed the operation, defining it as destroying Western civilization's miserable house from within by their own hands, to be delivered to the hands of the believers. When they say that, it means that they will be both doing infiltration and subversion of every single American institution and corrupting it from the inside out like a cancer, she warned. That's how they identify what they're doing, and that's exactly what they have been doing. Farhat claimed that their success in executing the operation was due to their working with U.S. lawmakers and specifically the State Department and some American intelligence agencies. "I got that right from the horse's mouth," she said. "That's what I was told and given as a reason by several lawmakers to why the Muslim Brotherhood hasn't been designated as a terrorist group in the U.S. Consequently, Farhat described as unbelievable the fact that after 9/11, American intelligence agencies still haven't learned the lesson that if they did it with you, they'll do it to you. If they conspire to destroy other populations with you, they're going to conspire to destroy you too," she said. and using them as missionaries to further some foreign policy objective. That is a double-edged sword because Islamists are better at being evil than any American ever could, including American serial killers. Islamists will always win that equation, she added. She called any attempt to work with the Muslim Brotherhood an extremely dangerous, reckless, antisocial, and, in some instances, a treasonous one. However, she admitted, such conduct is often encouraged. When you look at academia, someone like me has much of a less chance of finding a position as a professor than an Islamist, she said. Here, for an Islamist, all the doors are open. As an example, she cited a professor at Union College in New Jersey who is a self-admitted member of the Muslim Brotherhood and who, according to his own allegations, was involved in one of the worst terrorist attacks in Egypt, which killed and maimed 506 people. That man is teaching American college kids because he has more access than I ever could to academia, she lamented. And that's the kind of situation we are in today. It's more culturally acceptable to associate with mass murderers and terrorists than people who speak the truth, she added. Farahat described the current situation as a war on multiple fronts. There's a war on history, there's a war on reality. There's a war on morality and Western civilization, she said. People on the far left have found a great ally in these Islamists. But they haven't learned the lesson from history that every time Islamists and communists allied, Islamists won that equation, she added. To those lacking that understanding, Farhat suggested watching a documentary about the Iranian Islamic Revolution of 1979 that shows how communists and socialists were indispensable to the Islamic Revolution and how, after Ayatollah Ruhollah Khomeini perpetrated it, he hung their heads on sticks and marched the streets of Tehran with leftists' heads on sticks. They don't learn from history and they're committing the same mistakes again. Over and over and over again, she added. The Coptic writer and human rights activist also expressed outrage over Behgat Sabir, allegedly the most prominent terror recruiter in the U.S., who publishes violent and threatening clips daily ranting and inciting for jihad while using taxpayer funding even as authorities are quite aware of his activities. It actually disgusts and horrifies me on so many levels that he is able to stream from Times Square, Islamic terrorism and recruitment and encouraging lone wolf terrorist attacks to take place, she said. Yet a man like Salman Rushdie is not granted the same type of freedom in America. She then discussed the nexus between the Muslim Brotherhood and Iran and recent assassination plots in the U.S., attributing them to the current atmosphere that President Joe Biden has created, that encourages that way of behavior and rewards it. So he's basically telling the world, if you're going to come and slaughter my Republican opponents, I'm gonna try to give you billions of dollars to reward you for it, she said in reference to the Biden administration's continued attempts to revive the Iran nuclear deal. That's basically the message that the world is seeing right now coming from the Biden regime. That it's open season on anyone who speaks against Islamism, or who's on the right basically, she added. As for the modern alliance between militants of both Shia Iran and the Sunni Muslim Brotherhood, Farahat described it as a culmination of 14 centuries of Shia dissimulation and recruitment and infiltration of the Sunni camp. The Sunni camp has always been more militarily advanced, but the Shia camp has always been more savvy when it came to politics and infiltration and covert work, she said. And that is why they have deeply influenced the Muslim Brotherhood's thoughts. She also noted the early contacts between Ayatollah Khomeini and Hassan al-Banna, the founder of the Brotherhood who deeply influenced the Supreme Leader. Another thing that people don't know is that in 1928, when the Muslim Brotherhood was founded, a lot of its first members were Shia, she said. So they have blurred the lines between the militants of the two sects. As a result, the Brotherhood has consistently advocated for Iranian nuclear weapons, she stated. I believe the Sunni group when they say that the Iranian revolution is our revolution, she said. Asked what she wished most to convey to Americans with her soon-to-be-released book, Farahat, whose work has been translated into more than 15 languages, said it was to recognize the irrefutable evidence she provides from the Muslim Brotherhood's own words, literature and internal documents proving they are indeed a terrorist organization and should be designated as such. That recognition is something she has attempted since her immigration to the U.S. over a decade ago, she noted. I have discovered that the way to make this happen is to take it to the American people, because these are the people that I want to protect and these are the people I identify with, she said. I became an American last year and I want them to stop these terrorists from destroying this country the way they destroyed my country of origin, she concluded. The Muslim Brotherhood, whose motto declares, "The Quran is our law, jihad is our way, dying in the way of Allah is our highest hope," was founded in Egypt in 1928 as a pan-Islamic movement with both political and charitable arms. It openly seeks to establish a worldwide Islamic caliphate based on Sharia law. The group, having faced years of pressure, has been outlawed as a terrorist group in Egypt and banned in several other countries, including Russia, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. Last year, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, and Representative Mario Diaz-Balart, RFL, called on the State Department to designate the Radical Brotherhood a terrorist group, with the Biden administration accused of boosting the extremist group in the Middle East. Cruz has long called to designate the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization, having already pushed the bill previously in 2015, 2017, and 2020. In 2021, Austria became the first country in the European Union to ban the Islamist group as part of a recent anti-terrorism law. Previously, then Rep. Ron DeSantis, RFL, urged for the terror designation, saying, "We need to designate the Muslim Brotherhood as a foreign terrorist organization. I think this administration would be supportive of that. So, I think we have a chance to push it through Congress if need be. Of course, they can take action against the Brotherhood themselves." Farahat's The Secret Apparatus, the Muslim Brotherhood's Industry of Death, will be available this coming Tuesday. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.